The next word is link. This is an interesting word to explore. Sentence. Eta statia hi slaitsa. /hi. Breakdown. Eta. Eta, this. Statia. Statia, article. Slaitsa. Ssilaitsa, refers, third person singular, present tense, reflexive verb. Na, on, to. Vajnui. Vajnui, important. Istorichiski. Istorichiski, historical. Document. Document, document. Key concept. The verb. Slaitsa. Is a reflexive verb, meaning it is always used with the reflexive pronoun. Sa. This makes the action of referring to something happen to the subject itself. So the article itself is referring to the document. Variations. Slaitsa. Can be used in different tenses, and with different subjects. Jaa slaius. I refer. On slaisa. He referred. Anna buit slaisa. She will refer. Translation. This article refers to an important historical document. English. Link slash. Suka. Ssilka. The next word is ready. Let's begin. I am ready to help you learn Russian. The next word is mari. The word mari in English translates to Zhenitsa. Pronounced Zhenitsi for a man and Vyhadit Zamush. Pronounced Vyhadit Zamush for a woman. Here is a sample sentence. English. He wants to marry her. Russian. Он хочет жениться на ней. Pronounced он хочет жениться на ней. Breakdown. Он. Pronounced он, he. Хочет. Pronounced хочет, wants. Жениться. Pronounced жениться, to marry, for a man. На. Pronounced на, on, used with the object of the verb, in this case. Her. Nay. Pronounced nej, her. Key concepts. The verb. Zhenitsa. Pronounced zhenitsi is used specifically for a man getting married. The verb. Vyhadit zamush. Pronounced vyhadit zamush is used for a woman getting married. The preposition. Na. Pronounced na is used to indicate the person one is marrying. Variations. On jenitsa na nei. Pronounced on jenitsi na nej, he is marrying her. On хочет жениться на ней в следующем году. Pronounced on хочет жениться на нej в следующем году, he wants to marry her next year. Word translations and pronunciation. Marry. Zhenitsa. Pronounced zhenitsi for a man. Vyhadit zamush. Pronounced vyhadit zamush for a woman, he. On. Pronounced on, wants. Хочет. Pronounced хочет, to marry. Zhenitsa. Pronounced zhenitsi for a man. Vyhadit zamush. Pronounced vyhadit zamush for a woman. Her. Nay. Pronounced nej. The next word is strike. The English word strike can have many meanings in Russian. Here is an example with the meaning of to hit. Sentence. Студент случайно ударил ногой по стулу. Breakdown. Студент. Student, student. This is a masculine noun. Случайно. slew Cana, accidentally. This is an adverb. Udaril. Udaril, hit. This is the past tense, masculine singular form of the verb. Udarat. Udarayat, to hit. Nagoy. Nagoy, with a foot. This is the instrumental case of Naga. Naga, leg slash foot. Po. Pa, preposition meaning, on slash against. Stulu. Stulu, chair. This is the dative case of stool. Stool, chair. The dative case is used to show the indirect object of the verb. Translation. The student accidentally kicked the chair. Variations. Udarit. Udarit. To hit, infinitive form of the verb. Udarila. Udarila, hit, past tense, feminine singular form of the verb. Udarili. Udarili, hit, past tense, plural form of the verb. Pronunciation. Student. Student, stress on the first syllable. Suchaina. Suchaina, stress on the second syllable. Udaril. Udaril, stress on the second syllable. Nagoy. Nagoy, stress on the first syllable. Po. Pa, stress on the first syllable. Stulu. Stulu, stress on the first syllable. The next word is mile. M-Yeru-Pero-Sha-L-E. M-U-P-R-A-S-H-I. We walked M-E-L-U. M-E-U. M-I-L-P-O-L-E-S-U. P-A-L-A-S-U. Through the forest. Breakdown. M-Yeru. M-U. We, is the subject of the sentence, in the nominative case. P-E-R-O-S-H-A-L-E. P-A-S-H-I. Walked, is the past tense verb, agreeing with the subject in number, and gender. M-E-L-U. M-E-U. Mile, is the direct object of the verb, in the accusative case. P-O-L-E-S-U. P-A-L-A-S-U. Through the forest, is a prepositional phrase indicating the location of the walking. Key concepts. Gender and case. Russian nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter, and are declined, change form, depending on their grammatical case. In this sentence, M-E-L-U-R. Mirror. Mile, is feminine, and in the accusative case, because it is the direct object of the verb. Prepositional phrases. Prepositional phrases are common in Russian, and can be used to indicate location, time, reason, etc. Past tense. The past tense of verbs in Russian is formed by adding a suffix to the verb stem, and the suffix varies depending on the gender and number of the subject. Pronunciation. M-E-L-U-R. Mila. Mile. Milaya, with the stress on the first syllable P-E-R-O-S-H-A-L-E. P-R-A-S-H-I. Walked. Prashlai, with the stress on the second syllable L-E-S-U. Lasu. Forest. Lysu, with the stress on the second syllable. Translation. Mile. Mila. Milaya, walked. P-R-A-S-H-I. Prashlai, forest. Yes. Lies. The next word is seek. Hash hash seeking knowledge. English. I seek knowledge to improve myself. Russian. Я ищу знания, чтобы улучшить себя. Breakdown. Я. I, nominative case, subject of the sentence. Issue. Issue. I seek, present tense, first person singular, verb eskateri, to seek. Znanie. Znanie. Knowledge, plural noun, accusative case, object of the verb eskateri. Чтобы. ch Toby. In order to, conjunction, introduces purpose clause.
Ooshit.
Ooshit. To improve, infinitive verb, part of the purpose clause. Siga. Sabia. Myself, reflexive pronoun, object of the verb ulucheshaitayiri. Key concepts. Case. Russian nouns and pronouns change form depending on their function in the sentence, for example, subject, object. In this case, knowledge is the direct object of the verb seek, so it's in the accusative case. Infinitive. The infinitive form of a verb is the basic form, without conjugation, for example, to improve. Infinitives often follow conjunctions like chete or beyeru. In order to. Reflexive pronoun. The reflexive pronoun. Siga. Myself is used when the action of the verb is directed back to the subject. Variations. Iskat. Iskat. To seek, verb. Poisk. Puaka. Search, seeking, noun. Ishushi. Ishchayashchiyi. Seeking, adjective. Pronunciation. Ya. 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 Issue. 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 Zania. 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 Shtobu. Ch Toby. S-H-T-O-B-I. Ulushit. Ulushit. Ulu-C-H-S-H-T. Siga. Sabia. Sibaya. English translation. I seek knowledge, in order to improve myself. Russian translation. Я ищу знания, чтобы улучшить себя. The next word is want. English. I want to learn Russian. Russian.
Я хочу изучать русский язык.
Breakdown.
Я.
Colon, this is the pronoun, I, in the nominative case. Pronounced as, я, like, я, in, yacht.
Хочу.
Colon, this is the verb, to want, in the present tense. First person singular. Pronounced as, kochu, like, ho, in, hot, and, chu, in, choose.
Izuchat.
Colon, this is the verb, to study, in the infinitive form. Pronounced as, izuchat. Like, is, and, u, in, food, and, chat, in, chat.
Ruski.
Colon, this is the adjective, Russian, in the nominative case. Pronounced as ruski, like ru in root and ski in ski.
Язык.
Colon, this is the noun, language, in the nominative case. Pronounced as язык, like я in yacht and зук in zoo. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb
хочу.
Хочу. Changes its ending depending on who is doing the wanting. Infinitive form. The verb is eucheateiri. Is a chat. Is in its base form, which is used after certain verbs like haocheu. Kochu. English translation.
Ya.
Kochu. Is a chat.
Русский.
Язык. Word pronunciation. Want.
Хочу.
Хочу. Russian.
Русский.
Русский. The next word is ability. The English word ability is translated into Russian as способность. Pronounced способность. Here is a sample sentence. Un jege o jeste jeri. Sposobnost. Ka ja ze jeru ka am.
U.
U. Means, he, in this sentence.
Nivo.
Nivo. Means, him.
Jest.
Jest. Means, has. Sposobnost. Sposobnost. Means, ability.
Ka.
K. Means, to.
Jazykam.
Jazykam. Means, languages. Translation, he has the ability for languages. Breakdown. Sposobnost. Sposobnost is a noun, meaning ability or capacity. It is a feminine noun, so it takes the feminine singular form of the adjective.
Jest.
To have.
Ka.
K. Is a preposition, meaning to or towards. It is used before nouns to indicate direction or purpose.
Jazykam.
Jazykam. Is the dative plural form of the noun.
Jazyk.
Jazyk. Meaning, language. The dative case is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb. The sentence uses the present tense of the verb.
Imet.
Imet. Which means, to have. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. The gender of a noun determines the form of adjectives, pronouns, and verbs that agree with it. Cases. Russian nouns have 6 grammatical cases. The case of a noun determines its function in a sentence, and its form. Prepositions. Russian prepositions are used to show the relationship between a noun and another word in a sentence. Pronunciation. Sposobnost. Sposobnost. Colon. Sposobnost.
Ka.
K. Colon. K.
Jazykam.
Jazykam. Colon, jazykam. English, ability, ability, Russian. Sposobnost. Sposobnost. The next word is unit. This is a simple sentence with the word.
Единица.
Pronounced, единица. This is the most common word for unit.
Эта комната.
Единица жилья.
Эта комната. Единица жилья.
This room is a unit of housing. Breakdown.
Эта.
Эта. Эта.
This комната.
Комната. Комната. Room. This is a dash. You can also use a comma. It indicates a pause. Единица.
Единица.
Единица. Unit. Жилья.
Жилья.
Жилья. Housing. Variations. Единица измерения. Единица измерения. Unit of measurement. English translation.
Единица.
Единица. Unit. The next word is card.
Умняняястеери.
Карточка. Фотографии.
Моей.
Семьи. Умняясте. Хай. Карточка.
С.
Фотографии.
Мои.
Семьи. This means, I have a card with a picture of my family. Breakdown.
Умняясте.
Умняясте. I have, this is the common phrase for, I have, in Russian. Kartochka. Kartochka. Card, pronounced, kartochka. The stress is on the second syllable. S. S. With, pronounced, S. Fotografiye. Photography. Picture, pronounced, photographii. The stress is on the fourth syllable. Moye. Moye. My, pronounced, moye. The stress is on the second syllable. It's the feminine form, meaning that the noun it is modifying is feminine. Semirye. Semi. Family, pronounced, semi. The stress is on the first syllable. This is the genitive form of the word. Семья. Семья, which means family. The genitive case in Russian is used to show possession. Variations of the word card in Russian. Карта. Карта is used for maps, playing cards, or even a credit card. Открытка. Открытка is used for a postcard. English and Russian translation. Card. Карточка. Картошка. The next word is hospital. Я. Я. I went. Partial. Went, masculine, to the. The. In the, hospital. Больницу. Hospital, feminine, today. Breakdown. Я. Я. I. This is the nominative case of the personal pronoun я. Я. I. This case is used when the pronoun is the subject of the sentence. Пошёл. Partial. Went, masculine. This is the past tense, masculine form of the verb идти. Идти. To go. The verb changes depending on the gender of the subject of the sentence. Since the subject is я, я, I, which is masculine, the verb also needs to be masculine. You can also say пошла, пошла. Went, feminine, or пошли, пошли. Went, plural, ве. In the, this is a preposition that means in, or into. It is often used before the names of places, such as Больницу, Hospital, Больницу, Больницу, Hospital, Feminine. This is the accusative case of the noun Больница, Больница, Hospital. The accusative case is used when the noun is the direct object of a verb. Pronunciation guide. Я. Я. Colon, the я. Я. Is pronounced like the English word я. Пошёл. Partial. Colon, the о. О. Is pronounced like the English word overshot. SH. Is pronounced like the English word SH. The yeah. E. Is pronounced like the English word ye in the word yes. The L. L. Is pronounced like the English word L there. The. Colon, the there. The. Is pronounced like the English word the Болницу. Болницу. Colon, the O. O. Is pronounced like the English word O the L. L. Is pronounced like the English word Elvieri. Is a soft sign, and has no sound. The N. N. Is pronounced like the English word N the E. I. Is pronounced like the English word E in the word C. The T. T. S. Is pronounced like the English word T. S. The U. U. Is pronounced like the English word do in the word moon. English translation. I went to the hospital today. Variations. Ya peo sha el a bebe o el yirien itse u es yege o den ya. Ya poshle vibel nitsu segodnya. I went to the hospital today. Feminine form em yerupe o sha el I bebe o el yirien itse u es yege o den ya. My poshle vibel nitsu segodnya. We went to the hospital today, plural form. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have gender. This affects the forms of adjectives, pronouns, and verbs that modify them. Case. Russian nouns have six cases. These cases indicate the role of the noun in the sentence. Tense. Verbs in Russian have tense, which indicates when the action takes place. Word translations and pronunciation. Hospital. Bolnitsa. Bolnitsa. Went. Partial. Partial. Today. Segodnya. Segodnya. The next word is quickly. Hash hash. Booster. Bijut. Время. Breakdown. Быстро. Pronounced, maestro, quickly, fast, rapidly. This is an adverb, meaning it modifies a verb. It is one of the most commonly used adverbs in Russian, and has a wide range of meanings depending on context. It can also be used as an adjective, meaning fast or swift. Бежит. Pronounced, bijit, runs, flows. This is the present tense, third person singular form of the verb. Bijat. Pronounced, bijat, meaning, to run. Vremya. Pronounced, vremya, time. This is a noun, meaning, time, and can refer to both the abstract concept of time, and to specific moments in time. Meaning. Time runs quickly. Variations. Быстро. Can also be used as an adjective, such as быстрый. Автомобиль. Pronounced быстрый автомобиль, meaning fast car. The verb бежать can be conjugated in different tenses, for example, бежал. Pronounced by jal, run. Бежит. Pronounced by jit, runs, and будет бежать. Pronounced будет by jat, will run. Pronunciation. Быстро. Быстро. Бежит. By jit. Время. Время. Translation. Быстро. Quickly. Бежит. Runs. Время. Time. The next word is interview. The word interview in Russian is интервью. Pronounced интервью. This word is a noun and is used in the same context as in English. Here is an example. Я прошел интервью на работу. Я прошел интервью на работу. This translates to I passed the job interview. Я, this is the subject pronoun, I. Прошел, past tense of the verb, to pass, or, to go through. Интервью. Интервью, interview. На. Preposition that means on or for, in this case, for. Работу. Работу, job, this is the accusative case of. Работа. Работа. The accusative case is used when the noun is the direct object of the verb. Key concept. In Russian, nouns change forms depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. These forms are called cases. The accusative case is one of the most common cases, and is used to indicate that the noun is the direct object of the verb. Pronunciation.
Like the English, but with the, as in, father.
Proshel. Proshel, proshel, the, O, is as in, hot, and the, E, is a short, unstressed vowel.
Interview.
Interview, interview, the, I, is as in, machine, and the, U, is as in, flute.
Na,
like the English word, na.
Rabotu,
the O is as in hot, and the U is as in flute.
English, interview/interview/Russian.
Interview/interview/. The next word is agreement. The sentence is
Мы достигли соглашения по этому вопросу.
Breakdown.
Мы.
We. Pronounced, my, as in, my cat.
Достигли.
Reached, pronounced, достигли, this is the past tense of the verb.
Достигать.
To reach.
Соглашение.
Agreement, pronounced, соглашение.
По.
On, about, pronounced, по.
Этому.
This, pronounced, этому, this is a dative form of the demonstrative pronoun.
Это.
This.
Вопросу.
Question, issue, pronounced, вопросу, this is the dative form of the noun.
Вопрос.
Question. Meaning, we reached an agreement on this issue. Key concepts. The sentence uses the dative case, indicated by the ending u/u in
этому
and
вопросу,
which is used to show indirect objects. This is an important aspect of Russian grammar that students often struggle with. The past tense of verbs is formed by adding a suffix to the stem. The suffix varies depending on the verb and the gender of the subject. Russian uses prepositions like
по
to show the relationship between words. This sentence demonstrates the use of the masculine noun
вопрос
in the dative case. Variations. You can change the subject, for example
он,
he,
она,
she,
они,
they, and the object, for example,
решение,
solution,
плану,
plan. The verb can be changed to another past tense verb, such as
подписали,
signed,
приняли,
accepted,
одобрили,
approved. Pronunciation guide.
Мы.
My.
Достигли.
Достигли.
Соглашение.
Соглашение.
По.
По.
Этому.
Этому.
Вопросу.
Вопросу. English translation. Agreement. Russian translation.
Соглашение.
Pronounced, соглашение. The next word is release. #.
Освобождение.
Заключение. Breakdown. Освобождение. Освобождение, this is the noun form of release, meaning the act of being set free. The stress is on the second syllable.
Or.
SVO.
War.
Zemechveni.
Заключенного.
Заключенного, this is the genitive case of the noun.
Заключенный.
Заключенный, meaning, prisoner. So it literally means, of the prisoner. The stress is on the third syllable,
заключенного.
Было. Было,
This is the past tense of the verb, to be, bite. The stress is on the first syllable.
Bu. Lo. Neojidanyum.
Neojidanyum, this is the instrumental case of the adjective.
Neojidanyui.
Neojidanyui, meaning, unexpected. The stress is on the third syllable, neo.
Jai.
Danyum. Translation. The release of the prisoner was unexpected. Key concepts. Genitive case. This case is used to show possession, or a relationship between nouns, like, of the prisoner. Instrumental case. This case is used to show the means, or instrument by, which an action is performed, in this case, unexpectedly. Pronunciation guide. Osvobozhdeniye. Osvobozhdeni, stress on the second syllable. Osvo.
Bo.
Zhdeni. Zakluchinova. Zakluchinogo, stress on the third syllable.
Zaklu.
Chen. Nogo.
Bula.
Bilo, stress on the first syllable.
Bu.
Lo.
Nyojudanyum.
Neojidanyum, stress on the third syllable.
Neo.
Jai. Danyum. Word translation and pronunciation. Release.
Osvobozhdeniye.
Osvobozhdeni, stress on the second syllable.
Osvo. Bo.
Zhdeni. The next word is tax. Hash hash.
Nalog.
Nalog is a noun that means tax in English. Breakdown.
Nalog.
Nalog is a masculine noun, so it takes the masculine form of the adjective. The noun.
Nalog.
Nalog is a common noun in Russian. It is often used in the plural form.
Nalogi.
Nalogi, when referring to different types of taxes. Example sentence.
В России существует много разных налогов.
В России существует много разных налогов. Translation. There are many different taxes in Russia. Pronunciation.
Налог.
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 Налоги. Налоги.
Налоги.
Key concepts. The masculine gender of Russian nouns affects the form of adjectives that describe them. Common nouns are everyday objects, or concepts in the language. Plural forms of nouns are important to use when referring to more than one item. Word and pronunciation. Tax.
Nalog.
Nalog, nalog. The next word is solution. The word, solution, in Russian is
решение.
Решение. It is a noun, and in this sentence it is in the nominative case. We know it is in the nominative case, because it is the subject of the verb, is
является.
Является.
Решение.
Решение.
Является.
Является.
Важным.
Важным.
Шагом.
Шагом.
Вы. Решение.
Решение.
Проблемы.
Проблемы. The solution is an important step in solving the problem. Let's break down the sentence.
Решение.
Решение. Solution, pronounced, решение, with the emphasis on the second syllable.
Является.
Является. Is, serves as, pronounced, является, with emphasis on the second syllable.
Важным.
Важным.
important, pronounced, vajnim, with the emphasis on the first syllable.
Shagam.
Shagam.
Step, pronounced, shagam, with the emphasis on the first syllable.
V.
In, pronounced, V.
Rishenyi.
Rishenyi.
Solution, prepositional case, pronounced, rishinirai, with emphasis on the second syllable.
Problemy.
Problemy.
Problem, pronounced, problemai, with emphasis on the first syllable.
Notice how the word, solution, is used twice in this sentence. In the first instance it is in the nominative case, and in the second instance it is in the prepositional case. The prepositional case is used after the preposition.
The.
Remember that in Russian, nouns change form depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. This is known as declension.
Solution.
Решение.
Решение.
Pronounced, решение, with the emphasis on the second syllable. The next word is give. The word give in English can be translated into Russian as
давать.
Pronounced давать. Here is an example sentence.
Он дает мне книгу.
Pronounced он дает мне книгу. Breakdown.
Он.
Pronounced он, he, subject pronoun.
Дает.
Pronounced dayot, gives, present tense, third person singular.
Мне.
Pronounced ни, me, dative case pronoun.
Книгу.
Pronounced найгу, book, accusative case. Key concepts.
Давать.
Is an imperfective verb, meaning it describes an ongoing, or repeated action.
Давать.
Can also be used in the perfect tense.
That.
Pronounced that, which indicates a completed action.
Давать.
Is an example of a verb of motion, meaning it involves movement of something.
Мне.
Is in the dative case, because it indicates the indirect object, the person, who receives the book.
Книгу.
Is in the accusative case, because it indicates the direct object, the thing being given.
Translation.
He gives me a book. Word pronunciation.
Давать.
Давать.
Он.
Он.
Мне.
Ни.
Книгу.
Найгу. The next word is capital. The word.
Столица.
Pronounced, stolitsa, means, capital, in Russian. Here's a sentence using it.
Moskva является столицей России.
Pronounced, Moskva является столицей России. Breakdown.
Moskva.
Pronounced, Moskva, Moscow.
Является.
Pronounced, является, is.
Столицей.
Pronounced, столицей, capital.
Россия.
Pronounced, Россией, of Russia.
Translation.
Moscow is the capital of Russia. Key concept. The word.
Столица.
Is feminine, so it requires the feminine form of the adjective.
Является.
Is. Variations. The word.
Столица.
Can also be used to refer to the capital city of any country, not just Russia. Pronunciation tips. The stress in
столица
falls on the second syllable, lie. The C in
столица
sounds like a TS. The S in
Россия
is pronounced like a SH sound. English and Russian translation. Capital.
Столица.
Pronounced, столица, Moscow.
Moskva.
Pronounced Moskva, Russia.
Russia.
Pronounced Razi.
The next word is popular. This book is very popularny.
Pronounced Populyana in Russia.
The word popularny.
Populyana means popular and is an adjective. The adjective is in the masculine singular form, which agrees with the masculine noun.
Книга.
Book. You could also use
популярная.
Популярная, if the noun was feminine, such as
книга.
Book. This book is very popular in Russia.
Популярный.
Популярна, popular.
Книга.
Книга, book. The next word is specific.
Hash hash.
Конкретный. Конкретный, specific.
Sentence.
У вас есть конкретный план на выходные?
У вас есть конкретный план на выходные?
Breakdown.
У.
У, formal.
Вас.
Вас, у, formal.
Есть.
Есть, have, present tense, third person singular.
Конкретный.
Concretely, specific, masculine singular, nominative case.
Plan.
Plan, plan, masculine singular, nominative case.
На.
На, on, preposition.
Выходные.
Выходные, weekend, plural, nominative case.
Meaning.
Do you have a specific plan for the weekend?
Variations.
Конкретная. Конкретная, specific, feminine singular, nominative case.
Конкретные.
Конкретные, specific, neuter singular, nominative case.
Конкретные.
Конкретные, specific, plural, nominative case.
Pronunciation.
Конкретные, конкретно, plan, plan, выходные. Vodnye.
Translation.
Specific.
Конкретный.
Конкретный. The next word is beautiful. The word beautiful in Russian is
красивый.
Красивый, for masculine.
Красивая.
Красивая, for feminine, and
красивые.
Красиво, for neuter. Here's a sentence using the feminine form.
Эта картина очень красивая.
Breakdown.
Эта.
Эта, this, feminine singular.
Картина.
Картина, painting.
Очень.
Очень, very.
Красивая.
Красивая, beautiful, feminine singular.
Translation.
This painting is very beautiful.
Key concepts.
Russian adjectives, like красивая и краткое, have different forms depending on the gender of the noun they describe. The word order in Russian is more flexible than in English, but the most common structure is subject-verb-object. The word очень is a very common intensifier in Russian, similar to very in English.
Pronunciation tips.
Красивый. Красивый, the Y at the end is pronounced like the Y in sky.
Красивая.
Красивая, the at the end is pronounced like the in father.
Красивый.
Красиво, the E at the end is pronounced like the E in bed.
English.
Beautiful Russian.
Красивый.
Красивый, masculine.
Красивая.
Красивая, feminine.
Красивая.
Красиво, neuter. The next word is fear. English word,
fear.
Russian sentence.
Я боюсь высоты.
Breakdown.
Я.
Means I, and is pronounced like я.
Боюсь.
Means fear, and is pronounced like боюсь.
Высоты.
Means height, and is pronounced like высота.
Translation. I am afraid of heights.
Key concept. In Russian, the verb to fear.
Бояться.
Pronounced бояться changes its ending depending on who is doing the fearing. Since the subject is I, the verb becomes
боюсь.
Variations. If the subject was he, the verb would be
бояться.
Pronounced бояться. If the subject was they, the verb would be
бояться.
Pronounced бояться. Pronunciation help. The y in
я
is pronounced like the y in yes.
The y in высоты
is pronounced like the I in high.
The stress in
боюсь is on the first syllable.
English.
Fear slash.
Страх.
Pronounced страх. Russian.
Страх.
Slash fear. The next word is aim. The Russian sentence using the English word aim is
он целился в мишень.
Breakdown.
Он.
He, masculine pronoun, nominative case.
Он.
Целился. Aimed, past tense, masculine singular, imperfect aspect.
Целился.
In slash at, preposition.
V.
Mission.
Target.
Mission. Key concept. The verb tselitsya.
Tselilsya.
Is an imperfective verb meaning to aim, indicating an ongoing action. This contrasts with the perfective verb peotselitsyri.
Potsilil.
Which would be used for a completed action, like, he aimed, and hit the target. Variations. To express aim at, you can use the preposition na.
Na.
Instead of where.
The.
Translation. He aimed at the target. The next word is television. English. I watch television every day.
Russian.
Я смотрю телевизор каждый день. Breakdown.
Я.
I, pronoun, subject of the sentence. Я смотрю.
Смотрю.
I watch, present tense verb, first person singular. Смотрю телевизор.
Телевизор.
Television. Тила Роман 6 for каждое и краткое.
Каждый.
Every, adjective. Каждое и
день.
Day, gen. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb смотреть.
Смотреть.
To watch is conjugated in the present tense. First person singular, agreeing with the subject,
я.
Я. I. Word order. The typical word order in Russian is subject verb object. However, in this sentence, the object телевизор.
Телевизор.
Television precedes the verb смотрю.
Смотрю.
Watch, for emphasis. Variations. The word телевизор.
Телевизор.
Television can also be used in the plural form телевизору.
Телевизоры.
Televisions. The verb смотреть.
Смотреть.
Can be conjugated in different tenses and moods,
allowing for different ways to express the action of watching. Pronunciation. Ya. Ya, pronounced similar to the English ya, but with a slightly shorter vowel sound. S-M-O-T-R-U. Smotryu, the, U. E. Sound is similar to the English U sound in moon. T-E-L-Y-M-E-Z-O-R. Tila Roman 6 law, stress falls on the fourth syllable. Ka-je-be-yeru-ik-bat-ko-ye. Ka-j-nai, the, there. There. At the end is pronounced as a soft sound, similar to the English D in road. Be-ye-n-yeri. Gen, stress falls on the first syllable. English translation. I watch television every day. The next word is serious. The word serious in Russian is seriozny. Pronounced seryozno. It is an adjective, meaning that it describes a noun. Here is an example sentence. On был серьезным студентом. Он был серьезным студентом. This sentence means, he was a serious student. Here are some variations. Серьезное. Pronounced, серьезное, serious, feminine. Серьезное. Pronounced, серьезное, serious, neuter. Серьезное. Pronounced, серьезное, serious, plural. Key concepts. In Russian, adjectives must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. The word student is masculine, so we use the masculine form of serious. If the student had been female, we would use the feminine form serioznaya. On is a masculine pronoun, meaning he. Translation of words. On. On, he. Bile was серьезным. Серьезным, serious. Студентом. Студентом, student. Pronunciation notes. Yo sounds like the yo in yo-yo. The yeru in серьезный sounds similar to the e in c. English to Russian translation serious. Серьезный. Серьезно. The next word is target. The word цель. Pronounced цель means target or goal in Russian. Here is a sentence that uses this word. Я поставил себе цель выучить русский язык. Let's break it down. Я. Pronounced я means I. Поставил. Pronounced past oil is the past tense of the verb to put, which in this context means set. Себе. Pronounced себе means myself. Цель. Pronounced цель means goal or target. Is a dash that introduces a clause. Выучит. Pronounced выучит means to learn. Русский. Pronounced русский means Russian. Язык. Pronounced язык means language. This sentence translates to, I set myself a goal to learn the Russian language. Key concepts. Цель. Is a feminine noun. When used in this sentence, it takes the feminine singular form. This sentence uses the nominative case for цель and the accusative case for язык. Because both words are direct objects. Variations. Цели. Pronounced цели is the plural form of цель. Целевой. Pronounced целевой means target as an adjective. English translation. Target. Цель. Pronounced цель, goal. Цель. pronounced, cell.